Well, Valencia decided, our Board of Trustees decided to freeze tuition for three main reasons. The first and by far the most important is that we think we're recognizing the sustained financial stress on our students and that it is impacting their ability to complete their college education. We've been on an upward path of improving student success and progress towards graduation for years. And just in the last year and a half or so, that progress has stalled a little bit, we believe because of the financial challenges that students are facing. And the second was to bring focus to the ongoing issue of cost shifting to students. And what that's meant for Valencia is over the past 10 years is that whereas the state used to pay 60% of the cost of a student's education and tuition paid about 40%, now that's more than reversed. And then the third reason for holding the line on tuition is that we're entering, we think, a period of real instability in higher education. Federal financial policy, financial aid policy is going to change. It could have dramatic impacts on our students' ability to continue to go to school. And as the economy recovers, that actually depresses our enrollment a little bit, and that affects our revenue streams. So we may find ourselves in a position where we have to raise it significantly just to make the budget work.
What has been the effect on the college operations of this decision? I mean, are you guys going to have to make any sacrifices, and how will you determine those?
Yes, there'll be additional sacrifices. I think our cost per full-time student without adjusting for inflation is down about 15%. And our expenditures adjusted for inflation are down almost 25%. So we've had real belt tightening over the past 4 years. This will add to that. And so this coming year, there'll be no raises. We eliminated 800 course sections. And so the class sizes will go up a little bit from, say, 23 to 24 or 24 and a half students per section on average.
What are you guys hearing from students about the cost of college, and what kind of evidence are you seeing about how it's affecting their ability to finish their degrees?
Because we serve students who often are first-generation college and come from families where there might be a real challenge just to provide for the family, much less for the education, we think they're sensitive to even modest changes in price. Again, the data were suggesting to us that students already enrolled at Valencia were having to reduce their course loads, and that means they graduate less quickly because of the cost. That's really a function of the economy more than it is our price, but we need to respond to that.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call, John.